How have you been getting along with your employer this last week? And if you're an employer, how have you been treating your employees? Maybe you remember the last week we talked about the relationship of labor and management and how the scripture is very practical in this area. It says, be sure if you're working for someone else that you have a right attitude. Be wholehearted. Be enthusiastic. Be sincere. Work for your boss as if you were working for Christ, because he says, really, you are. And ultimately, you'll be rewarded by him. And so the scripture is very strong in what it says to the one who is employed. And it also speaks to those who are employers, who are in a position of management. You treat your employees right. Treat them the way you'd like to be treated. Treat them with respect. They too are made in the image of God. You see, as a Christian, your whole perspective of life has changed. You no longer look at people as simply objects to be used to advance you and your position, but you view them as persons made in the image of God with tremendous value. And so you should treat your employees with respect and consideration, and treat them the way you'd like to be treated. And remember, Paul says, one day you will give an account to God for the way you treat those that have worked for you. And in all of these things, isn't it good to remember that Jesus Christ himself worked? The perfect man knew what it was to work with his hands. He was a carpenter. For years, until he was 30 years of age, and he perhaps started working very young with Joseph in the carpenter shop, he worked with his hands. So he would have worked with his hands for 15 to 20 years. He knew what it was to labor, and he dignified labor. We should never look down upon those who work with their hands or in any other way. And the Lord Jesus, in all that he did it in a way honoring God the Father. So that the age of 30, after those years of work, God could say, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And I hope that we can do our work for the Lord in such a way that when one day we see him, he too will say, well done. Because all that we do, our work, whatever it is, can be an act of worship when we remember we serve the Lord, not only on Sunday, but on every day of the week. We serve him as we work, as we go about our everyday tasks, in a way that will honor and glorify him. Now today we're going to move on into the next section of Ephesians 6, rather, and we'll start reading with verse 10. He says, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Wherefore, he says, take up the whole armor of God. Doesn't sound very Christian, does it? Talks about fighting, talks about warfare. Terms that we would say are hardly pacifist. Do you know that there's a war going on? A spiritual war going on. Not only are the souls of men, or the bodies of men rather, at stake, not only are their lives at stake, but their eternal destinies, as you think of war, we think of it as being, should I say, the ultimate test of manhood. When a nation is at war, it sends its best into battle. It doesn't send the crippled and the aged and those who are unable to really function well. It's the young man, the flower of the nation, really. Young men in all of their vigor and strength that go out to war. In our lives, too, as Christians, warfare is a tremendous test. If you know the Lord, you are not only his disciple or follower, but you're a soldier. Paul says in Timothy that we should not entangle ourselves in the affairs of this life, that we may please him who enrolled us as a soldier, who enlisted us. And he says there that really, using this figure, he said, when you became a Christian, you enlisted. You enlisted in an army, the Lord's army. You enlisted with the prospect of warfare and fighting in a battle. Not really many Christians, I think, don't act as if there's a war going on. We're more prone to act like this is rest and recreation, enjoying the good life, and not being really very serious about our Christianity. Going to church is just something that we work in, if nothing else is too important or too pressing. But if there's work to do on the farm, spiritual things can take second place. If there's something we really want to do, some pleasure, if we want to go to the lake and go fishing, or if we want to go skiing or whatever it is, then that comes first. And by our attitudes, we oftentimes realize that we don't appreciate the fact that we are engaged in a warfare. Paul here says, we're in a warfare. There's a plea here to be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. You can't really fight in this warfare in your own strength, because our foes are awesome. Our spiritual enemy is fierce and terribly strong. And a person is a fool if he thinks he can march out and be victorious in his own strength. No, he says, you as soldiers now are going to have to know the strength that only the Lord can give, because you have a fearful enemy. And so he cautions us and he warns us here. There is a warfare. And he encourages us, put on the whole armor of God. And he's going to go on and mention these parts of the armor in detail. But he says, put on the whole armor of God. In other words, this is not armor that we receive at conversion, I take it. This is not something that is automatically ours. The soldier goes into training, and he learns his weapons, he learns to use them, he acquires them, he takes them up for himself. And this is what he's going to plead with us here. He says to us, listen, put this armor on, choose to do this. And as Christians, this is a choice we make. We can determine to take our Christianity seriously, and we can say, I want to be a good soldier, and I want to be trained, and I want to be disciplined. Or we can drag our feet, and we can be half-hearted, and we may never become an effective good soldier. And we may know spiritual defeat all of our lives, and some Christians do. Some of the most unhappy persons I have ever known have been people that I believe have come to know the Lord. But they're people who were half-hearted and people who just did not give themselves to the Lord the way they should and who kept stumbling along. And the Lord's very patient, but I want to say there's no victory and there's no joy if that's a person's attitude. So that here the plea is. Paul says, let's be serious now. Let's take up this armor. Let's equip ourselves. Let's realize it's a serious matter. And let's realize, too, that the Lord is able. We have resources. We have strength here. We don't have to feel we must be defeated. We don't have to feel that there's no help for us. We'll just stumble along. I think it's a tragic thing to have a defeatist outlook. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we accept the Lord Jesus, we have chosen one who is stronger than Satan and who can give us practical victory in our Christian lives. Isn't that good? I'm glad I'm not on the losing side. Now, sometimes when you go into a war on this earth, our nation may not always be certain of victory. In the Second World War, there were some days that were pretty black for us. Pearl Harbor was a black day, wasn't it? When so much of our fleet was sunk and lying on the floor of the ocean. The floor of the ocean at Pearl Harbor. And there were days during that war when things looked black, when we had defeats, when things were not going well. Now, many of us thought America is strong enough, there will be ultimate victory. But there was no guarantee, really, at times. But with the Lord Jesus, there is going to be ultimate victory. One day Satan is going to be put down, and one day the forces of evil are going to be routed, and one day Christ is going to set up his kingdom, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Are you on his side? Is Jesus Christ your king? Are you following him? If so, then you too will know ultimate victory.